Our next item is item 13, which is to consider and take possible action to authorize the board to conduct teleconference meetings under Government Code 54953E and to make related findings. So this is the continuing consideration of whether the subsequent month is to be virtual or in person. So Karen, I think this is your item.
Yes, thank you. And yes, you're correct. This is the monthly item of considering the current situation and making a decision as to whether board meetings should continue to be held virtually, which is authorized under the law. And so we've included for you the required findings under recommendation. And I'll add that the county health officer continues to recommend virtual meetings currently and has issued a revised recommendation pertaining to public meetings on February 2nd. And they included a bit more information about the current situation in the county. So that recommendation states that online meetings are strongly recommended as they present a lower risk of transmission of COVID-19. And it states that this is particularly important in light of the current community prevalence rate as of February 2nd, 2022, which places Contra Costa County in the high community transmission tier as designated by the CDC. And our current trends as of February 3rd, 22 in COVID-19 test positivity and COVID-19 hospitalizations, which are decreasing but still near historical highs. And in light of the local detection of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, the impact of which on the spread of COVID-19 has shown to dramatically increase COVID-19 transmission. And so those are the factors that are listed in the health officer's current recommendation for safely holding public meetings.
Jerry has his hand up. I was just jumping in. I'd be happy to make the motion that we move forward with this. Even though we are lifting the mask requirement following the state in mid-February, it's still here. And you know, our health officers are still encouraging people to be masked and otherwise. So I think we want that flexibility, but we might want to start looking toward, absent a new variant, March or April, coming back to real life.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously, we have to deal with the situation we're dealing with, you know, as it is today. And this is probably a crystal ball question that Supervisor Anderson cannot answer. But my understanding is, from reading the news, that Dr. Fernitano has retired. Uh-huh. And there's a replacement already named for him. So do you anticipate changes as a result of the change in leadership, or simply as a result of the change in the situation? Will he be reviewing everything?
Yeah, no. Dr. Zavelli is fabulous. He's worked side by side with Chris through the whole pandemic. And I was frankly quite grateful that he was named as his successor and approved by the board yesterday. I think we had a very robust discussion because, of course, you still have a lot of people from the public on either side of this issue. The feeling really is that, absent a new variant, we're moving in the right direction. Fact of the matter is that we have 80% of the population vaccinated. And the key factor that our health is going to be looking at is really our medical capacity, our hospital capacity. And if we start to see a strain on our healthcare system, then we might see new measures put in place. But given the decision that was announced at 9 a.m. this morning, that we are going to be following the state guidance and no longer requiring masks, except for, you know, certain situations, and we're moving in the direction of, we're going to live with this, with the endemic as opposed to the pandemic. You know, people should still stay home when they don't feel well. If you're not comfortable being out in public without a mask, by all means, wear one. and even the issue of boosters. We had a good discussion about it, that right now they're studying the data, but not recommending a fourth shot yet if you had the first two shot series. But I don't see Ori really changing significantly the direction the county's been, which has been very much in line with other Bay Area counties. So bottom line, my crystal ball says, Ori's a really good listener, which I always appreciate, and he doesn't hesitate to stop and ponder questions when they're asked of him. Very down to earth individual, but he also has children who are still in school and who he's experiencing all of those day to day challenges that families are when you're trying to raise a family in a pandemic.
Thank you.
That's really great insight. That's helpful. Thank you, Candace. Any other comments or thoughts on this item? I'm not seeing any, so is there a motion?
Maybe I'm a little too subtle in my motions, but I think I started my comments with, I'm happy to move the item.
I got so lost in all of the detail that
I just went on and on. Yeah.
That's my recollection too, and I'll be happy to second the motion.
All right, so now we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? All right, seeing none. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Chabadarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Watts.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Aye. All right, thank you. Motion carries unanimously on item 13 to continue for an additional month.